Founded in 2018, the riverfront combines three parks in the heart of downtown Omaha into one identity. After underground renovations, the three parks now connect, serving as a gathering space between the historic Old Market and vibrant North Downtown Omaha. The riverfront had their grand opening celebration July 1st through 4th in the summer of 2022. Now, they're ready to continue the fun throughout this summer.
Here it is in May, and we have a full spring and summer of events that we're able to look forward to and plan with the help of our great programming team that operates down at the parks.
Christina Engel is the Director of Communications for MECA, which is the organization that oversees activities that take place at the riverfront. She says they're already excited for many anticipated events.
Just announced our 4th of July holiday weekend celebrations. It's made possible by a whole gamut of great community partners.
The University of Nebraska at Omaha happens to be one of those partners providing entertainment at the riverfront this summer.
One of the events that we're looking forward to on July 2nd includes the UNO Summer Musical Theater Academy's production of Footloose that'll happen in the Performance Pavilion.
Along with that show, the Riverfront will be partnering with the Omaha Symphony on July 4th for live music in the Performance Pavilion, followed by fireworks.
What we're learning is with this great, huge, and vast space is the programming opportunities are really endless and made possible by a lot of really wonderful and very talented program partners that already exist in our community.
And Gall says not to worry. People don't have to wait until July for events to happen at the riverfront. There's a large event that takes place in Omaha every June that definitely brings the means for celebration.
The College World Series. So when we get into mid-June, we'll look at different ways that we can celebrate the teams that are coming to Omaha, engage the fans that are visiting the city for this, you know, maybe once a year pilgrimage that they make to come enjoy the CWS.
And Gall says they're always looking for ways to make the park involved during community events.
Just continue to show visitors how special our community is through the use of this park, and also looking to, again, our program partners for ideas that may be really unique and exciting opportunities, not only for our visitors, but for members of our community to come out and enjoy as well.
The Gene Leahy Mall is a small portion of the riverfront, but there is more area to come very soon.
So the riverfront in totality composes three previously existing city parks. So it's Gene Leahy Mall, which is open, and a lot of people have come down and enjoyed. But it'll include later this summer the opening of Heartland of America Park in Lewis and Clark Landing. So all those three parks together are 72 acres. Gene Leahy Mall is just 14 acres of that.
Other than these larger activities planned later in the summer, Engel says there's always something fun happening at Riverfront.
Gardening classes we have coming up. Hot Shops had glass blowing, I think, just last week. I think in the next coming weeks, again, we have a camel in the park for Hump Day.
For more information about the Riverfront and the calendar of upcoming events, visit theriverfrontomaha.com. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Lindsay Tech.